What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, and you can tell by the tunes, we're talking about Sleepy Hollow. We're going to be talking about Thursday night's episode called Blood and Fear that aired on Fox. We're a little bit later than normal, but we got it. All the way from the VRO.com, I got my fellow Sleepy Hollow fan, Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hi, Mike. Okay, first, Mike's going to be talking Sleepy Hollow. I'm just going to stay over here and start snoozing.
Dude, really? Okay, let's talk the episode. The episode was pretty much Ichabod Crane and Abby, and Pandora decides to throw another doozy at the two, what are they called? Because they're witnesses?
The two witnesses.
Apparently, she pulls out of the box, something gives her this knife, and when someone holds it, it turns him into the Ripper, as Jack the Ripper. Whoever holds this dagger becomes a Ripper and kills everybody. And then, while they're doing their investigation, they find out that the reason why everything's been stopping is because when the Ripper stabs somebody that's sick, it stops.
And so
Pandora throws another doozy at these guys, and of course they triumph over evil. Amy, okay, it's obvious you didn't like it.
Okay, I guess I don't know if it's just boring me.
Right.
Or if I was just super, super tired. Because I did. I fell asleep in the middle of this episode also.
So maybe you were, okay? Now, don't be like this. If we were off the air, you'd be like, I fell asleep because I was bored. I mean, just say that. You're trying
to. I was bored.
Okay, so you were bored and fell asleep. You were bored and you fell asleep and you didn't like this episode.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, season one, I was like, oh my God, Mike, let's talk about this now.
Right.
Season two, same thing. Season three, I'm like, dude, just do it yourself. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they've changed writers or.
Wow. I mean, I can see where you're not.
Maybe I'm just poor with Pandora.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the action. That's it. It does not have the action that we're used to.
Oh no! I mean, come on. You had the freaking horseman. You had the bringer of death. You had magic. Yeah. You had witches. You had warlocks. That's what. I'm telling you, season two is a big one, and you know, this one here, at first, I you know, the whole story about, you know, the killers, and then it stops, and then it's been going on, and it's the dagger. I was like, okay, that's cool, Jack Ripper.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting, but it was easy. There was, like, no action.
Yeah, the thing that bothered me about this episode were the little things, like, for instance, like when Abby's like, let's get on the FBI computer, and let's figure out what kind of weapon this was. And all of a sudden, they're like, and they're like, look, it's a dagger formed. And I'm like, how the hell would you know the handle? What I mean, it's a blade, a curved blade. But to know exactly what it, I just found, I was like, really? Really? Like,
I found myself more interested in Jenny and Joe's story.
Really?
His name's Joe, right?
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I found
more interest in that than I did Abby and Crane.
See, I thought that the whole Jenny and Joe thing was dumb and cheesy. I didn't like how it went down with Jenny talking crap to this girl. It was like, slap you, slap me, slap me, slap this, slap that. It was just like, really? It wasn't the way that old Jenny would have taken care of business.
Yeah.
You know, she would have said, hey, come outside. And it would have been, you know, a Dean Winchester kind of thing.
Yeah.
But for Jenny to sit there and Joe's like, what are you going to say now? What are you going to say next? Sticks and stones. I'm like, and Joe is just an idiot too. You know, he's like, we got Shard.
Do you think he's an idiot or do you think he's just, you know, I mean, come on. Do you think his dad kept him in the dark?
I think so because his dad knew that he was an idiot and that's why. I'm not a fan of this Joe character. I'm not. And I think Joe,
he's growing on me. He really is.
I know he is because you think he's cute. That's probably what it is. Yeah, see, exactly. That's why you're not saying anything. That's why you're like, I enjoyed their story better.
Well, I mean, if I say no, Mike, you'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Just see.
I know you like Joe. That's why, because for you to say that, yeah, Joe's just a dummy, and he's slowing down Jenny, and just like that chick said, I pulled a fast one at the hotel. You haven't been in the game, and it's because this dum-dum. She's, like, worried about him. This dude's going to slow her down, and I can't.
I don't know. I don't think she's worried about Joe.
I don't know. I think Joe should take a. I want Joe dead already. I don't like him. But I mean the whole. Aww. I mean the
you'll
whole,
love him next season.
Oh God!
If they get picked up for next season, because right now I'm like, is it done?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, the story with the knife was cool. The bad blood thing I thought was kind of like when Crane gets the two syringes. And they miss. Okay, that was probably a big part that I thought was stupid too. I didn't like when Crane finally shoots him, and the coat, like the movie Spawn, the coat comes alive and blocks. It was just that.
Yeah,
that was
that
just
was a little cheesy.
And then the way it looked was just kind of. And don't get me wrong, for all the Sleepy Hollow fans and Sleepy Hollow addicts out there. We like the show. I'm a fan of the show.
Oh yeah, but I want them to give me more. I want them to give me what they gave me season one, season two.
And that's Amy. Me, I should be allowed to say that's why I'm passionate, because I'm like, oh, this is not the right stuff. But yeah. That part there was cheesy. And then when he's fighting him, and then I was thinking, stab him, put the syringe in your hand, and then when he got stabbed, I was like, Crane got stabbed. And then another thing that pissed me off is that. Okay, Crane, where's he at? He pumped himself with malaria. That's how he stopped it. Why is he at freaking Abby's house on the couch hooked up? Why is he at the hospital?
Because, I mean, people would ask.
Yeah, but she's in the FBI. And it could be a stab. I don't know. It just didn't flow with me. I just didn't believe, oh, now Abby's covering and she had all this shit at her house already. And don't worry, I got you. It just, you know. And then, do you see the ending? You saw the ending, right? You saw where I was right. I keep saying that Abby and Crane are going to have a love affair.
I seen it, but it ain't going to happen.
You watch. It's going to happen because he says what he says. I'm glad that we met up again. And then she looked at him like, because she kind of likes Reynolds, but she has a thing for Crane. I'm telling you, she likes Crane.
No, Crane's going to get with this.
She's a cutie.
She's a cutie.
She's a cutie.
The history buff.
But then watch what happens. They're going to start talking, and Abby's going to get feelings, and she's going to realize that she really has a thing for Crane. Because it's obvious in this episode, Reynolds, I don't know. I think she liked Reynolds, and Reynolds kind of pushed her to the side.
They're
going to
Buffy and Angel you. You know that, right?
Oh, God.
Fall in love, but they can't be together.
I never watched Buffy.
Well, they're going to fall in love, and they can't be together. They're going to throw in there that they can't be together.
Who? Abby and Reynolds or Abby and Crane?
Abby and Crane.
Whatever, they're going to, I'm telling you, they're going to like try to stretch it to make us think they're going to get together.
Yeah.
So that was cheese. I'm trying to think of anything that I liked about this episode. I mean, I did like the story of the Ripper and how it stopped.
Yeah, you know I love the history stuff. They throw the history into it. I really do like that.
Yeah, but other than that, this episode was, and then I think next week looks cooler. Did you see what the commercial's going
to
be for
next
week?
No, I didn't get to see a preview.
Looks like some type of tooth fairy creature. It eats kids. I like that. Anything with creatures and eating kids is my kind of show.
Yeah, exactly. Mike's all for that.
Yeah, so I think next week is going to be good. I've got my fingers crossed. Pandora?
That's good.
Pandora? I have no idea what the hell her deal is.
I'm done. I'm over Pandora. Kill her already.
She gets a flower rose on her tree and she gets – I don't. And then she pops out and tells Abby, and Abby doesn't – Abby just showed, I don't know what it is. I don't like Abby like an FBI agent. I think that's what it is also. I like her better as what was she? Lieutenant.
Yeah. You know, I can hear it right now. I can hear scissors cutting through magazines, writing ransom letters to us.
Why?
Because I know we're pissing off a lot of people.
No, I think people would understand. We love this show.
I hope so.
I love this show, but it's just like, this is not
season
1 and 2.
If you liked this episode and you loved this episode and you think we're smoking crack, let us know. Let us know what you like about it.
Yeah, because I didn't. Yeah. Oh, well. I think I'm done.
I am too, dude. I was done when you said hi.
Scale of 1 to 10 this episode.
4.
Wow.
I fell asleep.
Oh, that is true. Oh, you fell asleep, so half the shit that I'm talking about, you have no clue what I'm talking about.
No, I watched it.
I got to say, I thought you were just like letting me rant. And you were I fell asleep when Reynolds had the alcohol in the bottle, and I just, whatever. For me, I'm trying to think. You said a 4?
Yeah.
That's pretty low. I like the story.
That's the lowest I've ever gave a show.
I like the story. Jenny's hot. this new girl, she has some really cute freckles, the one that Jenny was talking to, even though I didn't like their confrontation, it was, she is hot. I would probably have to give this episode a 6. I'm giving it a 6.
Really?
Yeah, I give it a 6. I mean, it wasn't, and the story was cool, it was one of the cheesier episodes. So I would call this what do you call the fillers?
Yeah, the filler episodes.
Yeah, I think that's why this one was just kind of like, let's just get by this week. Next week.
Right now, I'm starting to think this is the filler season. Because, you know, most of the time, season 2 of a series is the one that's like, oh my God, this sucks. And then season 3, they grab you back in.
Wow.
But no, this one is just not doing. And we're 3 episodes in, and it's just still not got me in.
Tooth Fairy next week, the Tooth Fairy. That's going to be the moneymaker.
I'm really hoping that I can come on next week and be like, oh my God, yes.
Well, you know, you can just text me and go, Mike, I didn't like it, and I'll just do it by myself.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Tooth Fairy rules! All right, so Amy, I think we're done with our review.
I think we are too.
So everybody that's been sharing me, tweeting, favoring, all that good stuff, thank you very much. I forgot to write everybody's names. I like to give shout-outs, but I totally forgot this time. Schedules have been crazy. So,
and I suck at Twitter, but thank you guys.
Yes,
I totally
she does.
Suck at Twitter.
She totally does. Let everybody know how they can find you on the internets.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, well, she
I post
sucks.
Now and then.
Yeah.
It's AmyVRO, and then my Instagram is Amy McCracken.
Sweet. And also you have an audioboom.com channel, which is audio.
Yes.
Audio.
You just go to varietyreadyonline.com and our audioboom link is there. Our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube.
So
everything.
They can. So it's easier just to search Variety Radio Online or the VRO.com.
Yeah.
There you go. Find that. And then Amy's on there. For me.
We got some Sleepy Hollow interviews.
Well, there you go. Maybe they're better than the episode.
Yes, they are.
All right. And for me, you can check out to my Audioboom channel. It's audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Just recapped The Walking Dead, so that's going to be posting up soon. And I'm doing some other stuff on there, so make sure you check out that channel when you get a chance. My blog is iWatchMike.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. Like my Facebook page, iWatchMike. And I think that is it. We'll be back next week. We got Monday, right? Thursday's the show.
Thursdays for Sleepy Hollow,
We'll review it on Friday, next Friday, and hopefully the Tooth Fairy episode. I have faith, because it looks cool. I want my same creatures. I want my creatures back.
Mike his creatures. Listen, Sleepy Hollow. Yes. Give Mike what he wants.
Yes. We're out of here. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.